Jehoshaphat of Judah, joined forces with Ahab, king of Israel, first by a marriage alliance and then by a pact of military aid. They decided to go to war against the king of Syria to retake an Israelite city in Gilead, which had been captured by the Syrians. But before undertaking this military expedition, Jehoshaphat wanted to inquire of the Lord. The 400 false prophets who had been summoned by Ahab were unanimous in predicting complete victory. Jehoshaphat, however, was not convinced. Then Micaiah, a true prophet of the Lord, was brought before them and was told to consult the Lord. Ahab hated Micaiah because his prophecies were always unfavorable. "He never says anything good about me," he said. "It's always bad." The messenger who had gone to summon Micaiah urged him to agree with all the other prophets and give a favorable answer to the king. When Micaiah arrived, Ahab asked him, "Shall we go to war against the Syrians or not?" Dressed in their royal robes, the two kings were seated on their thrones at the threshing floor by the entrance to the gate of Samaria, and the 400 false prophets of the Lord stood before them, predicting success for the king. Micaiah was well aware that these men had received no word from the Lord. They were merely telling Ahab what he wanted to hear. So he spoke in the same way, repeating their words. "Attack and be victorious," he said, imitating their tone of voice, "for they will be given into your hand." Ahab realized that Micaiah was mocking him and said angrily, "How many times must I make you swear to tell me nothing but the truth in the name of the Lord?" Then Micaiah answered, "I saw all Israel scattered on the hills like sheep without a shepherd. And the Lord said, 'These people have no master. Let each one go home in peace.'" Micaiah's words announced the death of Ahab and the defeat of the Israelite army. The king said to Jehoshaphat, "Didn't I tell you that he never prophesies anything good about me, only bad?" But Micaiah had not yet finished. "Hear the word of the Lord," he said. "I saw the Lord sitting on his throne with all the host of heaven standing on his right and on his left. And the Lord said, 'Who will lure Ahab, king of Israel, into attacking the city and going to his death?' Several answers were given by the heavenly host. Finally, a spirit came forward and said, 'I will lure him.' 'By what means?' the Lord asked. 'I will go and deceive all his prophets,' he replied." It was very brave of Micaiah to speak so bluntly, but he went even further. "Now, O king," he continued, "there is a lying spirit in the mouths of these prophets of yours. The Lord has decreed disaster for you." On hearing these words, Zedekiah, one of the false prophets, went up and slapped Micaiah in the face and said, "Which way did the spirit from the Lord go when he went from me to speak to you?" Micaiah looked at him and replied calmly, "You will find out on the day you go to hide in the innermost room." Ahab was very angry and decided to punish Micaiah. He called his men and said, "Take him and send him back to the ruler of the city and say, 'This is what the king says. Put this fellow in prison and give him nothing but the bread and water of affliction until I return in peace.'" Micaiah replied, "Mark my words, if you ever return in peace, the Lord has not spoken through me." This warning from God went unheeded. Ahab had made up his mind and would not be deterred. He decided to listen to the 400 lying prophets who were sending him to his death. Next episode, the death of Ahab.